The Pentagon's annual budget for classified programs, the so-called Black Ops budget, is amazing to read. Take, for example, one line item. Program element 0603801F, Special Programs, $317 million. That's it. No explanation. And many other line items don't even reveal the budget. This Black Ops budget has grown almost 50% since 9/11, and now totals over $27 billion. That's billion with a B. And that's a lot of money, an entire industry to keep secret. But over the years, some information about these classified programs has come out, in a strange way, revealed by military patches. Trevor Paglen has spent years collecting and deciphering the patches worn on the uniforms of military personnel engaged in covert and classified programs. He's collected them in a fascinating book called I Could Tell You, But Then You Would Have to Be Destroyed by Me. The title is the Latin translation of a patch designed for a top-secret Navy air testing squadron at Point Mugu, California. I asked Paglen what his favorite patch is.
So on page 113, we're looking at a patch. At the top, it says Classified Flight Test, and it has a picture of an alien head who's holding the shape of a stealth bomber in its hands. There's a fork and a knife next to it, and at the bottom, it has the numbers 509. And then it has a Latin phrase, gustatus similis pullus. And what that means is, taste like chicken. So this is an image of an alien eating some kind of stealth bomber that supposedly tastes like chicken. And the number 509 refers to the 509th Bombing Squadron, or the bombing wing, who fly stealth fighters. The unit's lineage goes back to Roswell, New Mexico, where the legend holds that a UFO crashed there in 1947. And so this image of the alien has become a part of the lexicon of this unit. Now, this patch was for a radar test at Area 51. Initially, and some general or commander saw the patch and said, you can't put classified flight test on the patch. That's given away too much. You can't say that. So the guys in the unit had to redesign the patch, and they changed that phrase to serve man, referencing this Twilight Zone episode about an alien race that is cooking humans and serving them.
Wow. What, by the way, is the symbol on the plane?
Yeah, on the airplane in that symbol, there's a sigma symbol. It looks like an O with a little tail coming off the top. And this is a symbol that you see in a lot of these projects, particularly those associated with stealth projects. And what it is in the engineering language of stealth, it represents invisibility. So this is the goal, is to be invisible. So in the patches, I think that it's a symbol of this engineering goal, but it's also a kind of cultural symbol. It signifies the invisibility of the unit, if you will.
How did you find out about the lexicon of clues you see on these patches?
It's kind of interesting. I've been doing research here at UC Berkeley for a number of years on this black world, as they call it. I've interviewed a lot of people who've worked on these secret projects, you know, flown secret airplanes, worked in various intelligence agencies, and I always found that there'd be a room in their house somewhere where they would have memorabilia and things like that that they'd collected during their time working in this secret world. And I didn't pay attention to it for quite some time, but then was interviewing some people who really insisted that I take a look at these images and from these artifacts because they said something about that world. They could give you a peek into not only the culture of the world, but could also give you clues to some of the projects that had taken place in that world and are taking place in that world.
They actually say quite a lot about this world in ways that were certainly intended, but others that maybe weren't. There's a lot of Latin, although it's not Latin that the Romans would recognize, perhaps. There's a lot of slogans. But one of the things that comes out of this is that somebody made these patches. Isn't that odd? Are these official patches?
These patches are attached to programs and units who are often outside of normal chains of command. And so typically somebody from the unit will create the patch for the unit themselves. They will have to be cleared by security officers, but for the most part, they were never intended to be seen outside of secret facilities or secure areas and military bases.
So you don't wear this down to the bar on a Saturday night, or at least that's not the intent.
That's not the intent. And even if you do wear it out to the local bar is probably somewhere in the middle of the desert that nobody is going to see.
Some of them are funny. I was just going through. There's one called Sneaky Pete, world's oldest known flying pig. You'd laugh. And maybe if you saw it in the bar on Saturday night, you'd laugh at that. On the other hand, if you knew what it referred to, maybe it wouldn't be funny at all.
Right. Well, Sneaky Pete refers to an airplane that was built by a company called Scaled Composites. Scaled Composites really got famous by putting the first civilian airplane into space a couple of years ago. They won the X Prize. But when you look at the company and what they do, they primarily do classified work for the Department of Defense. They're based in Southern California, right next to Edwards Air Force Base.
So the fact that there's a guitar and a beer stein and a couple of mutts and a pig on here conceals the fact that something else is going on.
There is something else going on. And a lot of the images that you'll see in these patches will be inside jokes to people that work on the projects. There'll be symbols that you can only understand what they mean if you've been a part of that project. And in this way, they are almost like Masonic symbols or something that you might see in ancient Roman mystery religions. There's a long history in art of using symbols to represent something whose name cannot be spoken.
You know, a lot of these are funny. We've talked about that. There's one that has a kind of Groucho Marx face on it, and it implies that there are some things that are not as funny as that might imply. There are some others that frankly look a little scary. From Project Zipper, which has a smiley face on it, to some that don't say anything. There's one I know that looks sort of like an alien being. It has green eyes and a strange face. They're a little scary.
I think the one that you're talking about, it has a skull with green eyes, and there's a kind of a bat draped around the skull. It has the Roman numerals 9-11, and at the bottom it says, "Alone and on the prowl." And this is a patch from a project that I believe is called Desert Prowler, which is a still classified unmanned aerial vehicle that's been flying for the last couple of years. And there is something a little bit dark in the symbolism of this patch or on the artwork of the patch.
Isn't it funny that they allow these things to be made?
Yeah, it is. It is a funny thing to advertise on your arm the fact that you're working on a secret project. And I think at first blush, that seems bizarre. But I think if you think about it a little bit more, it makes sense in a kind of way. When I was a kid, I would start secret societies with all my friends. And one of the funnest things about being in a secret society is telling all your friends who weren't in it that you were part of it. And somehow that helped create that sense of camaraderie and perhaps even reinforce that kind of culture of secrecy.
Trevor Paglen is the author of the book I Could Tell You, But Then You Would Have to Be Destroyed by Me.